Day four is the day that apparently the side effects start kicking in of my chemotherapy. And given that my tumours are in my lungs, if I'm responding to this chemotherapy, I am one of very, very lucky, something like 3 in 10. If I'm responding, that's absolutely fantastic, because today I am feeling absolutely fantastic. And if I can make docetaxel work through sheer willpower, I think today is what it feels like. I just wanted to give you an idea of what my breathing was like at home. So I've just got out of bed. I probably need a little bit of oxygen because I'm slightly breathless. But the first things first is that our bedroom is on the ground floor and the bathroom is on the first floor. So let me take you with me, because obviously first thing in the morning, what do you do? Yes, go and brush your teeth, absolutely right. But first I have to get upstairs. And that can be a little bit like climbing Everest. I do apologise for breathing quite so heavily at you. Past my son's bedroom, and he can't see the floor. He has something called a floordrope. All his clothes, all over the floor. And I'm in the bathroom. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to get some Ventolin. Well, it's day four, and of course, yeah, there are lots of big questions surrounding cancer, but there are also little things as well. Little things like, how on earth do you have a shower when you've been told not to get your pick line wet? And for people that haven't been keeping up, a pick line is like a permanent little tube they put in my left upper arm. It sticks out above the skin. It's all sort of padded down, of course. It's there so that they can put in the chemotherapy anytime they like. They can take blood out, but it mustn't be allowed to get wet. So how do you do that? And the answer is with the largest kind of condom-y thing I think I've ever seen. Well, that was interesting. It's slightly surreal to be in a shower. Obviously trying to desperately keep your arm up and out of the way, because if you keep it up, then of course the water's going to flow down the sleeve and into your armpit rather than from your arm and try and get down into your arm and get the pick line wet. But it does mean you're very aware you're standing there giving a sort of becondomed Nazi salute for the last 5 minutes. You've got to laugh, haven't you? So other people's reactions to my illness have been very strange. I mean, people that I thought were friends have completely disappeared. People that I hadn't really thought of as particularly close friends have absolutely stepped up to the mark and have been fantastic. Colleagues were brilliant, and my colleagues at Jack, people are going to say, oh, you have to say that, don't you? No, are absolutely brilliant. The stuff they do that they don't talk about, everyone at Jack quietly leaves the space next to the door for me to park in so that I don't have to walk very far. There's been no official memo, no email. Everyone just agreed to do it. And nobody parks there so that I don't have to walk all the way from the car park, which is just fantastic. I absolutely love that about them. But obviously, there'll be a day when I'm too old to work, so I'll have a last day at work. But whether I'll know it's my last day, I'm not sure. And there'll be the last time I see my children. Not looking forward to that. The last cuddle with my husband. Last kiss. But, of course, none of us know, and thank God we don't, because if we knew that it was going to be the last time that we spoke to our Auntie Pam, or the last time we were able to drive, or the last time you could go anywhere without having a bottle of oxygen hanging off your back, I suspect we'd all go completely mental. So I don't think I want to concentrate on the last so much. I'm just going to concentrate on the next.